Mary are the only Galway side that have made it into the league playoffs, and they start their endeavour to get back to the InsureMyVan.ie Men's Super League final with a quarter-final game tomorrow evening against EJ Sligo All-Stars in Calasanctus College at 7 o'clock. Mary have the home advantage as they won the Southern Conference, while they are facing a Sligo team that came fourth in the Northern Conference. But that fourth position does not necessarily tell the story of their season. Sligo All-Stars have won 10 games and lost 9 throughout the season. But 6 of their wins have come in the last 7 games, as new signings have brought a new lease of life to the Sligo team since the end of January. Mary did beat them comfortably last October, 92 points to 70. But Charlie Crowley will know that it is a different team they're facing tomorrow evening. Sligo All-Stars have been starting games incredibly well of late, including scoring 36 points in the first quarter in both of the last 2 games. In fact, they scored 126 points in their win over Neptune just 2 weeks ago. Krishan Briggs, Georgie Valaselvi are two of the strongest scorers, while Tom Child has proven himself as one of the top 3-point shooters in the league. Mary are going to have to be on top of their game to stop the scoring of Sligo All-Stars, particularly at the start of the game. Mary, on the other hand, will be confident despite those threats they face. They've won 4 of their last 5 games and have only lost 2 home games all season, including the very first game of the season, which was played only days after some players arrived into the squad. Terence Lewis and Ty Gadsden have been very impressive over the last few months, while Kyle Carey and Tom Dumont are capable of putting in some incredible performances. Owen Rockall has also been solid all season, scoring more than we have seen him score in previous years. The one player we can expect more from is Vonimir Kutic. He was pivotal in last season's cup success and their run to the Super League final, but he's failed to score well in the last few weeks. A big performance from him would surely give Mary the security they need to win the game tomorrow evening. It promises to be a packed Calasanctus College as Mary's attempts to get back to the National Arena in 2 weeks' time continues. It tips off at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening.